This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Brittany Nader. My guest this week is Shuffle contributor Kenny Averyt. Kenny is a local writer, committee member for the Highland Square Porch Rocker Music and Arts Festival, and he's actively involved in the Akron DIY music community. He lives in and runs the Oakdale House, where bands perform right within his Highland Square home. The last year and a half was tough on the live music scene as a whole, and particularly for these smaller independent venues. We kick off our conversation talking about the Oakdale House's first show back after more than a year of silence. This past August, Kenny and his housemate Adam Bonomo hosted the bands Ghost Slime, King Boo, Curtains, and Dr. Riffs at the venue.
It turned into a bash because people missed coming to shows and seeing each other. It was a lot of people's first times like hanging out with each other in over a year. So that was very heartwarming.
So what'd you do during all the downtime when everything was shut down?
My biggest thing is bringing people together. So that whole time it was just like, I can't do that. So what am I going to do besides like chase career pursuits and just like, I don't know, stay in the house. I got better at cooking.
Nice.
I feel like that's super basic and like you should, but I don't know. I just read a bunch of books, journaled a bunch, figured out what to do post-pandemic or what I wanted my life to look like at large or what I wanted to bring to the world at large. And that's kind of what I'm working on right now.
Well, that's cool. I mean, you're pretty involved in like the local DIY community. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that kind of as it stands right now. Obviously, the pandemic kind of shook everything up for everybody. So what changes have you seen, I guess? Where does it stand right now?
I remember when the pandemic started, you know, most of us are pretty socially aware, socially conscious of what was happening in the world. So this COVID thing was just breaking out and it was like, is this real? Like, what's, you know, what are we supposed to do? And we had a couple shows booked already in the future and we were having one that was a rap show. And I remember having this show and it just kind of felt wrong to do it. Mm-hmm. But we had it and no one I knew came and a bunch of people who knew all the performers came. So mm-hmm. It was just, and that's not uncommon where I'm in my own house with a bunch of strangers. And that was fun. But after that, it was just kind of like, now that things are opening back up, I was kind of expecting a different crowd because during the pandemic, when things started opening back up, you know, if you have friends that work in the service industry, they would have to deal with, you know, people who didn't care about COVID and they assumed it was a conspiracy and then they would go out and treat service workers like shit. Mm-hmm. And I was expecting more of those people to just come to my house and me and my roommate were both kind of like we're ready, like we're about to tackle people.
Yeah.
But it actually is the exact opposite where now it's like we've kind of like tightened up and the people at our shows are more DIY or more independently, like independent music minded, came together more. We actually, all the house people, like Kling Thing, myself, Adam, Jimmy Yu from East End Venue, and a few other people who run venues all came together and had like a hangout and like a meetup to decide like how we're going to move forward collectively in this. And we decided to kind of like space our shows out and put them out more because we figured like as more people got vaccinated, it would be safer. And it actually, the opposite happened. Like things started spiking again in mm-hmm. August. I think, you know, people are, you know, Akron DIY is just kind of come together more and, you know, it's not like going to a show and you see a bunch of new people. My thing was bringing new people around and opening their minds and their eyes to, you know, local music mm-hmm. and getting my friends more exposure. And, you know, we've kind of closed off more, I think, as a safety, like, precaution mm-hmm. to the world. So
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about how you said you and some of the other DIY folks got together and kind of talked about like your strategy, like what are we going to do next? Because obviously a lot of the independent music venues around here, they've kind of met up and they, you know, were involved in the NEVA, that whole thing. And they kind of came up with their plan for how they're going to resume putting shows on and keeping the doors open. So I'm really curious with like DIY venues in Akron and house show venues, you know, how you guys decided to kind of move forward as a group.
Well, it's we all have our own like logistics like setup. So at Kling Thing in the summer, they have their shows outside. So for them, it was kind of like a no-brainer. Like they're just gonna have their shows outside, and it was kind of like a mutual trust thing. Like you're in this scene, and you subscribe to the ethos that we all have subscribed to about public safety and mutual respect, and you know, how to conduct yourself in these spaces. So we kind of assume that you were, you know, vaccinated, and like we openly ask people and openly have the discussion. It's not like taboo.
Yeah.
Like it is in bars and restaurants. So it's nice to have that, you know. And for some of us, we like Toon Temple, they actively check vax cards at the door, or they make you mask up. We've only had like two or three shows. We're having one next Friday, but we kind of just like, okay, I don't know you. Are you vaccinated? Like, you know, what are you here to do? And trying to make it, you know, like it's understood, like this is what we want in our house. You're around our friends and maybe people who aren't from Ohio. So please, you know, at least if you don't care about yourself, care about us and get the hell out if you're not going to subscribe to the public consensus on this or our public consensus.
Yeah, it is interesting what you said about like this is your house. So, you know, you trust your friends, but these shows are open to the public, so you got to make sure everybody's cool and, you know, being safe and not trying to mess things up for everybody else.
Right.
Yeah. So what's the show you have coming up?
It's an acoustic show. Joe Rodriguez, Mystery Girl is their name, their stage name. Lilia Jean, Death by Wax, Miss Monday, who's coming from Vermont, I think, or Virginia, and Après Vous.
Are these mostly local bands, or are there multiple touring bands?
I would say maybe like two of them are local. Everyone else is kind of sprinkled around Ohio, and Miss Monday's from out of town.
Cool. So when you put these shows on, do you try to stick with one genre, or is it just an eclectic mix, or do you have like themed nights?
I personally really like grab bag shows. At the beginning of this, I would try to put themes together, like heavy bands with heavy bands, but at some point, it's just like, it's just too difficult, and there's only so many bands that fit in a genre in this town or in Northeast Ohio. So, and I like bringing different crowds together just to, I like to sit and watch how people interact with each other. So I'll put like a rapper with like a hardcore band and like this folk punk band, and then just someone who likes makes sounds on a computer, and bring all those people together. And then it usually ends up very, like, it usually ends up being a lot of fun for everyone, and everyone makes a lot of new friends. So I'm a big fan of the Grab Bag Show. We've been doing this. I've been doing, like, Oakdale's been around for 6 years, and I've had Vogelway, Bluebear House, Crosbear House, or Crosby House, not Crosbury. And, you know, over that time, I've made a lot of friends from different parts of life and different genres of music and different art collectives and, yeah, just bringing them together, you know, from different timelines, even from different like age groups. It's always kind of, it's kind of just like I sit and just like swish my wine around and watch people talk to each other.
You're like, I am the curator of the fun.
Yeah, there's this meme. It's like a Scorpio at their birthday party, where it's like a cat listening to like Morrissey or something. And it's like just sitting there, like it's like paws up on the arm of the chair, and it's just like judging everyone silently. I'm just like, that's definitely us.
Nice. You mentioned some of these other house venues that are now not really in existence anymore. It seems like there's only like a handful left in Akron. What do you think it takes to keep a DIY venue, particularly a house, running?
I mean, it's, for me, it was, it's like a labor of love. I've tried to quit so many times. The last time I tried to quit, it was for a year, and then Adam moved in, and he's like, you know, I think he's over it now too. But at the time, he's very gung-ho. He has his own like platform called Alternative Attic, where he films bands, and it's like a, like our Akron Tiny Desk type situation. But I think you just need to really enjoy bringing people together. You have to have a strong like moral backbone, because when you have all these people in an unregulated setting, you know, things could get out of hand if people don't respect you or the rules you set for them. And if you start acting a fool, then it'll just put, you know, a certain picture in other people's minds. You know, we won't tolerate this, this, and this. And you just have to enjoy working for free, because that's what a lot of it is cleaning, you know, after every show, putting flyers together, finding people to put flyers together, maybe finding people to record things. A lot of it is just, you know, free labor, but it's for, you know, to keep, for me personally, keeping like independent music and art like active.
Have you started planning for next year yet?
Someone actually just messaged me for a show in January that I said yes to. But I said yes because I was like sad and thinking about other stuff. Mm-hmm. So I guess I got roped into that, but not completely. We only ever plan shows when someone from out of town asks us, and then we ask our friends to jump in on it. Mm-hmm. We, you know, recently we only started doing them because we wanted to get back into the swing of things post-pandemic and just kind of like, you know, hang out with people. But no, there's really nothing in the future yet. I'm an admin for like DIY tour postings, which is like the national DIY tour group. You know, I guess the country isn't ready for touring yet. Like the independent, you know, DIY musicians are not on board with breaking quarantine yet. Mm-hmm. You know, right now Akron's kind of alone in that.
How are local musicians feeling about playing shows, especially house shows that are kind of close quarters?
It's like a divide. It's pretty much like on par with what you see like nationally, where it's just like, I want to call people right wingers or left wingers, but it's like with musicians and artists, they turn it into like, you know, I'm an artist, man, like I don't have rules, you know, like, and then those people are the loudest, most annoying people in the world. So they think that because they're free spirits, they don't have to worry about other people's safety. Mm-hmm. Those people are actively like trying to play. They're doing their own shows in houses that are not in Akron DIY or Akron DIY Associated. They're just like on a college campus somewhere. Mm-hmm. And then most people in Akron, will literally have, you know, their own checklist of rules. Like, are you going to have this? Can we do this before this? Can we set up here to avoid being around this many people? Like, mm-hmm. almost every band that we've had, with the exception of like our close friends who are at our house anyway, have their own checklist of rules, and just to kind of like want to get a, you know, feel for what's going on before they agree to play a show. So there's a very careful group of people, and then there's like a very different crowd that are kind of doing their own thing.
Who has the craziest checklist? No, I'm just kidding.
I can't tell you.
I'm just kidding. I guess it's you know, good to be extra safe than extra loose, especially during these times.
We may be winding down out of existence at the beginning of next year. I'm not sure. You know, like myself and my roommate, like I said, we've been doing it for a while, and we're just kind of like moving on to greener pastures potentially. But that doesn't mean there's nothing else in Akron. Always Kling Thing is going strong. They're probably my favorite house venue outside of my own. And Musica is in good hands with Andrew Wells, who runs shows there. So support them and support him. You know, every week they're doing something, or every day of the week, I should say, they're doing something. So always a good place. A lot of Akron DIY bands or DIY bands in the region are playing Musica now that they're in his hands. So
cool.
I would definitely check out Musica.
Awesome. Well, this has been great. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find links and more information at wksu.org/shuffle. We're also on Facebook. Just search WKSU's Shuffle. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts and like what you hear, consider a rating and leaving us a review. Join us next Thursday for a new episode of Shuffle. I'm Brittany Nader. Thanks for listening.